Welcome to this installment of Above the Clouds. I must say I'm particularly inspired to talk today about the help which Krishna gives to his devotees once they start moving towards him. One way of helping is that Krishna sends devotees into our lives who give us guidance so that we can take the next steps. There is one of such meetings described in the Bhagavatam. The Prachetas had gone to find Lord Krishna, but they needed guidance. So the Lord sent them Lord Shiva, and Shiva said, "Any person who surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the controller of everything, material nature as well as the living entity, is actually very dear to me." Srila Prabhupada says in the purport to the text 30, it is said, "Vaishnava Yata Shambhu, Lord Shiva is the best of all devotees. Therefore, all devotees of Lord Krishna are also devotees of Lord Shiva." And then he continues a little later, "A devotee of Lord Krishna does not disrespect Lord Shiva, but worships Lord Shiva as the most exalted of Lord Krishna's devotees. Consequently, whenever a devotee worships Lord Shiva, he prays to Lord Shiva to achieve the favor of Krishna." When I used to visit Mumbai very regularly, I noticed many devotees in the temple of Juhu, the Radha Rasa Bihari Mandir, who told me a particular story that came up again and again. They came as materialists to the temple of Lord Shiva, which is just a little bit down the road on the opposite side of the traffic. And after repeated visits there, where they asked Lord Shiva for material benefits, Lord Shiva appeared in their dreams and directed them to the Krishna temple, Radha Rasa Bihari. Now there are so many devotees who used to come to that temple of Lord Shiva and who were directed further. My point here is, if one gets serious, for whatever reasons, Krishna sends help. Mostly he sends Vaishnavas, sometimes even Lord Shiva, and sometimes books. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur illustrates the last point. He says, "This world of birth and death is the place where the Lord tests everyone. To pass this test, one should hear kirtan from the dear devotees of Lord Hari." And then he turns to the person to whom he writes this letter. "You are hearing the same from the mouth of literature, so you should not feel that you are lacking anything." Yes, spiritual literature talks to us, it guides us further. It has, so to say, a mouth like a living devotee and starts to speak to us and bring us forward by telling us just what we need to know in our transformational journey of bhakti. In chanting the holy names, we often get mechanical. Once, when I was stuck in my chanting, and it had become quite, let us say, dull. My chanting was mechanical and stagnated. I picked up a book of a god brother, Mahatma Prabhu, who said that for chanting, who said in this book, for chanting we need to create the right inner motivation, we need to create the right frame of mind. And he suggested three simple affirmations. I want to chant, I get to chant, and I love to chant. I felt, when I picked up this book, that the book opened its mouth and I could hear Mahatma telling me, you need to create the right frame of mind. I want to chant, I get to chant, I love to chant. And he said that these affirmations are not something which you think in your head, but they are to be felt within the heart. And then with this enthusiastic feeling, the chanting will be much, much more easy. I would like to share with you today a story from the Bhaktamala, where we can see the transformational power of meeting devotees, either in real physical space or through their literature. There was once a thief who had stolen from a rich householder. The householder noticed the thief and ran behind him in the hopes of catching him. The thief could not find anywhere to hide, so he entered a crowd of people so that the householder could not find him. There was a recitation of the Puranas going on, and he heard in that recitation that by accepting initiation into the sacred mantras from a bona fide guru, one receives a new life. So considering his life as a thief, where he constantly lived in fear of being caught, he became a disciple of a great devotee called Sri Chaturbhuja Das. After some time, however, he was caught by the police, and they had an idea that this man must have stolen from this rich householder who reported this. And they asked him, "Have you committed this theft?" Now the thief said, "I have not stolen anything from anyone in this life." Please note, he said, "in this life." Now the police was not satisfied with this. They decided to put him to a test to find out the truth of this statement. So a hot iron rod, glowing iron rod, was placed in the palms of his hand. Now with great face, the thief said, "If indeed a person receives a second birth after initiation, as instructed by the spiritual masters and the scriptures, then may this hot iron rod not burn my hand." In other words, if it's true that I have received a second birth with my initiation, then this iron rod should not burn me. The thief had this firm faith in the words of the Puranas, and so the Supreme Lord saved him and his hands were not burned. Isn't it wonderful to see the kind of faith and devotion for the Supreme Lord, the Spiritual Master, and the scriptures? In the scriptures, like Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says very clearly, just as it is possible to transform base metal into gold through an alchemical process, so an ordinary human being becomes twice born by taking initiation. The thief had this amazing faith, and therefore the Lord sent him help. He first sent him the Vaishnavas, who spoke about initiation and its effect of giving one a second birth, a new life, and he also helped this thief by making him pass the test. Let us end today by asking ourselves the question, okay, what does transformation of the heart really mean? 6 points. You get a new sense of the self. I am a servant of Krishna. 2nd point. You develop new thoughts and new feelings. My life is meant to serve Krishna. 3rd point. You develop new values and desires. You want to practice Sharanagati and do what is favorable for your spiritual development. 4th point. This brings you to a new behavior, total new activities. And 5th point, you even get new dreams. All this together, a new sense of self, new thoughts and feelings, new values and desires, new behavior, and new dreams brings you finally into the new life, the new you. For this transformation, we need help. Please become aware that this help is absolutely required, because how far can we really go on our own strengths? Therefore, pray for help. Pray that you meet devotees. Pray that you meet a scripture, a sacred scripture, which speaks to you with the mouth of inspiration and brings new life into you. Pray that you also meet great devotees, either those who are still living, or even these great devotees. Once you pray, you have a key in your hand, a key to the heart of the Lord, who then will send you the required help. Thank you very much, and see you for the next Above the Clouds.